Did you read that book? It Ends With Us.
No.
I don't think you'd like it.
No, I think I'm done with all Colleen Hoover.
Well, we just got a new one. Oh, we're recording. We just got a new
Are
one
we?
That's apparently a
we're all good?
Thriller. Mystery thriller.
From Colleen Hoover.
But it's from like, okay, this is my frustration. So I read Verity by Colleen Hoover. This is like the beginning of my reading
journey
as an adult. And I was like, oh, this is a fucking good thriller. Like, I loved it. I swear to God, every message on Instagram I would get, everything was like, that's her only thriller. It's her only thriller. Enjoy it. It's so good. I hope she writes another. And so the whole time I was like, okay, I hope she writes another. She had another from 2016. And it's, what is it called? Too late.
So it's not even a new one.
No,
there's
I'm like,
just one.
I was gaslit to hell. I'm so confused.
Does the cover not look like a thriller?
No, it looks spooky.
Yeah, it does. Oh. It's like red and black.
I went to Barnes & Noble yesterday and I immediately obviously just went to the romance section to find Colleen and it wasn't there. So I was like, okay, well, Verity isn't here. So let me check the mystery thriller section. Went to mystery thriller, Verity and Too Late. We're just sitting right next to each other.
Have you started it?
No, we haven't. We're doing book club like the beginning of September.
Have you heard about Fable?
Fable?
It's like an app where you can like run a book club on. Like Brooke is now like doing it with her fans. I think that's right what Brooke was telling me. And they have TV shows on there. It's like Letterboxd for books and TV shows. And apparently it's like less of a shitty app like Goodreads.
Goodreads
sucks.
It does. Awful. Like, no, everyone's like, I can't find you. And I don't know how to.
Yeah.
I also can't ever figure out how many followers I have on Goodreads.
Well, if you
go to the desktop website.
Or just your email. If it's like someone followed
Oh, I get a notification every time someone follows me. Yeah. I haven't disabled it, but
the emails,
I get a couple
in your
the
email, it says like, it'll tell you what number they were.
Oh, cool.
But other than that, I have no idea how you would figure it out.
I'm popping. Popping off.
Brooke's popping off.
Yeah. Oh, Brooke was the most followed person on Goodreads.
I know.
No, I remember that.
For like 1 month at least.
She has to read so fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just assume Brooke is like the smartest human alive.
Yeah.
Convinced she has a very high IQ.
Yeah.
I think.
Is she better at the crossword than you guys?
Yes.
Wow. Mike doesn't want to admit it.
Are you tired?
She's insanely fast.
Am I tired?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like today?
You're just so quiet.
Oh, I don't know anything about Colleen Hoover or Goodreads. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's okay.
I just
sorry, our audience.
Do you want to leave? Do you want to get kicked the fuck out?
Can I?
No, I feel like I was pretty quiet yesterday when you guys were talking about TikTok shop, so I get it.
have you had this out before?
Yeah.
What? The iPad?
The tiniest iPad.
I love it.
It's an iPad mini.
It looks like a big iPhone.
I know. It's not that much bigger than this,
yeah.
But.
What storage did you buy on an iPad?
I don't know.
Let me look. Just, I'm always running out
she
of storage.
She bought it so fast.
I'm running out of storage on my iPad
just
all the time.
Buy the biggest
one. I only use
all
it for like the podcasts. Like, I don't have any apps on here.
But your photos aren't connected to it, right? I just don't need my photos on my iPad.
I don't
know.
But then
just
it always freaks
iCloud.
Me out when it goes, turn off iCloud photos.
Oh, it looks like I do have some on here.
Turning it off on all of my devices.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's
no,
a way to.
No, I have like 5 photos on here.
And then when I want to delete stuff, I'm worried I'm deleting that from my iCloud permanently.
I think they make it purposely confusing so you're scared and you're like, well, I might as well buy more storage. And then they trick you into like
so
buying
rude.
More storage because it's so confusing.
So
have you ever gone to the Genius Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just asked them for help?
The last time I went, there was something wrong with. I like my battery was broken or something on my phone. My screen was cracked. And they made this suggestion like, well, if you don't do it through AppleCare, you can actually like submit it as a new claim. And we can actually just give you a whole new phone right now instead of waiting for the battery to change and for us to swap the screen. And it will be cheaper. And I was like, damn, that's genius. And he goes, yeah, that's why they call us that. And I was like, I know.
He got you.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Y'all.
Sorry.
What? No.
I was going to pivot. So finish what you want to say.
Good word, Aaron. Pivot.
Have you guys seen any of the leaks of the new iPhone?
The what?
I'm sick of new iPhones. I don't
this
care.
This iPhone, I think I'm actually going to buy.
Dude, they have not changed since Steve Jobs was alive. It is the same square thing with a slightly better, although arguably worse camera, zero new features, zero new design, zero improvement to my life. It's our best iPhone yet.
This is a credible new device.
It's been 16 years. Nobody cares. Do something insane.
So wait, you want it to like look completely different?
I don't know. Do something. Give me like, I one time saw a demo of someone that had, they like had a screen that when you opened up the keyboard, the screen would raise up with little bubbles that turned into like tactile buttons.
And
they were like,
you want that?
That would be so sick. It'd be like having a BlackBerry keyboard on your iPhone. Like, give me some new technology. This is just a glass screen. Give me a screen that creates a touch keyboard. Give me a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You tell them. You get their ass.
I don't know. I'm over it. I'm over the iPhone.
Well,
I'm
so- okay. Is Apple the asshole?
Oh, are we doing that first?
Well, I guess.
Sure. okay. Is Apple the asshole?
Yes.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
However, I am so happy. Well, I'm annoyed because I have the 14, and so I don't have the USB-C charger, and everything else is USB-C.
Yeah.
What do you
now
mean?
It's getting
like,
to
mine's
that.
Lightning. Ours is Lightning still, yeah. And everything else, like iPad, AirPods, my Kindle, my weed vapes, they all take USB-C charge. Like, everything else I own is a USB-C charge.
Yeah. Oh. Now but, I feel like I want the USB-C port now in my phone, because I just realized when I'm charging my iPad, charging my laptop, doing all that,
it's just one
I'm always running to go find the Lightning cable.
Yeah.
Someone's ringing.
Oh.
Oh, earthquake.
Oh, did you feel it? Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I felt it.
Oh. I can't believe Aaron didn't feel it.
I feel like there's like cracks in the earth that me and Aaron, our houses are just not on that same
I don't know if I've ever felt an earthquake at my house.
It is probably maybe because
oh, maybe because you have new construction and it's like earthquake.
No, I literally was like, the ADU's just down.
It collapsed.
it's possible that you don't feel it because your house is newly built, right?
No.
I think it
my
also,
house is literally made out of cement walls.
But
that's why I think it.
But I feel like that would make it more rigid.
I think it also depends like what you're doing in the moment too.
I was sitting on my bed.
I was laying in bed too. And I was like, is that you? Because he had Frank on his chest. So I was like, is he rocking him? And then I was like, oh my God, it's not stopping. I was like, it's still going.
The sound of an earthquake. Just a
please don't even get
like
don't
the
even.
Crackling. I'm like, oh,
the
this is
sound.
It's
I
so
guess,
sick.
It's the most scary
it's
thing
an, it's
of my
a sound
life.
You can't like hear any in any other instance of life. It's the earth moving and shifting beneath your feet.
You hear the earth moving?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You just hear like you hear like glasses clinging. You hear like the
the
crumbling
okay,
the
ricochet,
of the house.
Okay, we're hearing the movement of the ricochet. I think you were talking about like you're hearing the earth.
I mean, maybe.
The tectonic,
I don't know what
he's
it
like,
is.
I hear the tectonic plates
yeah.
moving.
Yeah, but like I feel like the plate is all the way in Palm Springs and we're getting shockwave.
It was from Bakersfield, I thought.
It was Bakersfield, yeah.
Or okay, but that's where the San Andreas Fault runs. Through.
Oh, is
you
it?
Don't
I
think
didn't know
you don't think you could hear the earth moving underneath? You think it's just silent? If you're standing outside in a field and there's an earthquake,
I bet if you're on the tectonic plate of where the fault line is, I think maybe you could hear that stuff. But I don't understand how. Like,
also another weird thing that happened is I feel like Paris normally will like right before an earthquake happens, like do something weird, and she just was curled up in a little ball the whole time.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the city.
No. Paris like, was silent.
They tweet some weird things before it happens.
The Eiffel Tower starts blinking.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy because I got like an alert on my phone, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And it was so
duck and
scary.
Cover.
It literally was like duck cover, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
Where had you get that alert?
I have no idea.
It was like one of those like.
Amber alerts.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't get that.
I didn't get it either.
Maybe because I'm talking all the shit on Apple. They're like, nope, you're going to die.
Well, maybe you have the setting turned off.
Possibly.
He's like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like for Amber alerts.
At like 2:30 in the morning, I'm sorry, I'm not getting out of bed and looking for a silver Honda Accord.
I'm sorry. Does anyone do anything about Amber alerts?
I'm sure there's like a group of people.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
I need a Netflix documentary about those people.
It's also never where I am. It's like in, you know, Pasadena. I'm like, okay.
You're not driving there to find the child?
No.
I'll keep an eye out for a minute. Like, I'm like, oh. I don't see it.
The craziest thing is when I would work at Target and there'd be a missing child and we had to like lock everything down.
What do they call it? A code Adam?
I don't remember. No, it was a color.
Code Baby Jessica.
Code Baby,
there we go.
Baby
Jessica. Did you look into it?
No.
I forgot to look into it. Did they find Baby Jessica? Was she alive?
Yeah. Baby Jessica was saved. She's now like 40. She's a mother.
Oh.
How did they save
mother
her?
Jessica.
What did they do?
I think she's still in her 30s.
I think it was, you know, like a reverse tunnel situation. I think they dug in through a different way to reach
the base.
I guess
they could just throw a rope down there and said, like, climb up, right?
No, she's a baby.
She was only 18 months old.
She's a baby. Climb up.
I'm just a baby. Use that upper body strength.
Use your core.
Okay, let's get into this.
Yeah. I have a short one.
Go for it.
Start off with. Am I the asshole for not feeding my friends at my party for being late? I, 20 female, planned a small get-together with my friends that was supposed to start at 6 p.m. The plan was for me to cook and for everyone to bring... Wait, sorry. I can't read. The plan was for me to cook for everyone, and then I had a sequence of cool drinks with themes and inside jokes and everything. I triple-checked the time with everyone, and they all understood the plan. They were going to arrive just when the food was about ready. They knew all the hard work that went into it and all the planning. They know how picky I am with being on time. Smiley face. First guest arrived at 7:50 p.m.
Oh, first
2 hours?
First guest. Yeah.
2 hours after it was a
Yeah, it started at 6 and the first person arrived at 7:50. I had finished eating a grotesque amount of turkey by 7:30.
Was she there by herself?
Yeah. Oh. My plan was to turn off my lights and ghost everyone, but I decided to act as if I didn't have enough time to cook. I fed them beer, crackers, butter, and jelly. I had over 4 pounds of turkey, cheese, the best mashed potato I've tried. Oh.
IV.
Capitalized it.
Give me the taters.
IV. It was capitalized. It looked like an IV. But I've had in my life and a bunch of international side dishes, Spanish tortilla, shrimp cocktail, etc. All of it sitting unrefrigerated in my room till 2 a.m. Of course,
in her room.
Yeah. It was still so bad in there. Of course, I ate another grotesque amount when I went back to my room. Am I the asshole?
Oh, I need more details.
Was this on a weekend or a weekday? Because I don't think you should be throwing a dinner party at 6 p.m. on a weekday.
On a weekday?
So it would have to be a Saturday or Sunday. Because people work.
Yeah, but they all agreed that 6 p.m. was good for
them. Yeah, if they RSVP'd, yes, that's on them.
I just think that's a really weird time to start a dinner party on a weekday, but we do not know that.
Yeah, that's true.
I would never put that on.
But she did say they went over it multiple times and 6 o'clock was a perfect time for them to get there when the food would be ready and everyone agreed to it. And the first, also they're only 20, so who knows? And the first person arrived at 7:50. I don't think she's an asshole.
No,
that's
not at all.
Crazy.
I'd be
rude.
7:50.
I literally wouldn't have let them in my home.
I would have ghosted. Party's over. I'm going out.
Yeah.
People call her an asshole? Were people being mean to her about it, or was she?
Friends, you mean?
I didn't hear any
the comments?
Reddit.
Oh,
or the guests. Or were her friends just you're such a... where's the food you promised us? I didn't hear much of that.
I know she didn't say.
So, she may be overreacting, thinking people... I don't know.
If someone showed up 2 hours late after, a time they confirmed, I would be so mad.
Especially for eating. Yes. I'm so hungry.
Is the whole event.
It's just rude.
You cooked a smorgasbord of food.
Yeah. International cuisine.
Spend your own money. I don't know.
What if they went to an NBA game? You'd miss the game. This is unreasonable.
2 hours, 30 minutes, sure.
And I'm assuming they didn't text her anything. I feel like she would have added that.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If someone's having a dinner party, when you get there, when they said that time to get there, do you think the food should be cooked? Or are we hanging out to watch you cook this whole dinner thing?
I hope it would be
I think there's probably a 30-minute dispensation from when you arrive.
Have a little drink, settle in.
What if they start putting you
to work?
Well, here's the thing. I'll help. I'll gladly help out if someone's having a dinner party.
Before you go any further,
do not mention
any names.
No. If you're hosting a dinner party, are you cooking before the people come or right when people walk in? Are you starting to start cooking?
Okay, I've never hosted a dinner party, but I think if I did, I would have the food ready by the time they were there.
Depends on what you're making.
Almost finishing up.
Yeah, heating stuff up, taking stuff out of the oven.
But also, if I was throwing a dinner party, I wouldn't expect any of my guests to help me. If they came in and they're let me help you with something, it's okay. But they're no. That's one thing. But I would never be oh my God, thank God you're here. Can you put the pasta in? I think that's a little bit you shouldn't be doing that. But also if they're your good friends, I'm who fucking
cares?
Well,
it also, there's a difference between come over for dinner or come over and we'll make dinner. Ella will come over. Ella will be let's make dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And she'll come over with a couple people. Adam will get ready. We'll prepare the kitchen.
It's a group effort.
We'll make dinner. That's a different thing than I'm going to have a dinner party.
It's my nightmare, a group making food. If somebody was I'm having if Ella texted me and was hey, let's all make dinner, that's my nightmare. I love Ella. And I feel
at
like
your house or her
anywhere.
House? Anywhere?
I just feel like I'm always in the way unless I know exactly what I'm doing. And also I'm just I'm not. Make it's too it, many cooks in the kitchen
can I,
usually.
Can I invite you the next time we do that? And you'll just see how not difficult it is?
Sure.
This will be like a good learning experience where you can, you know, face your
fears.
I just
feel like I'll be in the kitchen just watching and I'm like, I want to help.
She's muting your text conversation the second we get out of
here. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I want to start doing, now that I'm just, you know, in my 30s, making something before you go to a party and like bringing
as
food. Yes. I don't know. I've never like done that either. Yeah. I'm just picking up stuff that's already been made and I'm bringing it. But like contributing a dish to the event,
yeah.
Something small, it's not going to, you know, fill everybody up, but it's a little thing.
Unethical light pro tip. Go to a store, buy something, take it out and just put it in like one of your home trays and make it look like you made it.
Right. But I didn't like
that's ethical.
Earn it. I didn't, yeah. I didn't earn any like skill or aura points of like I did
saving
something.
Time
yeah, yeah I guess so smarter, saving time harder. But I would like that's
I know
a
you
goal
mean,
this
and
year.
Then you like you could make up a whole story. You'd be like, oh yeah, this is my great grandma's macaroni recipe, salad recipe, yeah.
And you just went to Ralph's really and great. Bought the
yeah
you're
what's
crying.
The secret cinnamon
love
love Gelson love
my uncle Ralph actually
uncle Ralph
came up with
and
it.
Gelson
yeah.
Aaron, you want to read one off
sure.
your giant iPhone?
Am I the asshole for not telling my boyfriend that his mom was having an affair?
Oh my God.
When I was 15-ish, my parents...
My brain, hold on one second. Yeah. My
my boyfriend's mom was having an affair.
And she didn't tell...
Her boyfriend.
Okay.
Mm.
When I was 15-ish, my parents had a messy divorce and my mom and I had to pick up and move since my dad got the house and we lived in a not great area. When we moved, my mom got an okay paying office job and I had to transfer to a new school. I ended up befriending and eventually forming a relationship with one of my classmates, Peter. Eventually, when I told my mom about him, she mentioned that she had a coworker with the same last name as Peter's who had a son around my age. Lo and behold, Peter's mom and my mom were coworkers. I did eventually meet Peter's parents in person, and they were nice enough, but I clocked that their relationship with each other wasn't the most loving. None of my business, though. I told my mom about the visit, and she was confused when I mentioned that Peter's parents were still married and living together. My mom didn't know Peter's mom super well, but she had been told that Peter's mom had been divorced for years and was currently in a serious relationship with someone else. That didn't automatically mean that Peter's mom was cheating on Peter's dad, but it gave us apt reason to be suspicious of her. I didn't tell Peter about this because I didn't see a good reason to worry him over something that could be a simple miscommunication. My mom asked Peter's mom to clarify her home life and marriage status, to which she doubled down by saying that she's been divorced for years, is a single mother co-parenting with her ex, and that she's dating someone new. At this point, I don't think Peter's mom knew that her coworker's kid was dating her kid, so she felt no reason to cover her tracks. I confirmed with Peter that his parents have never been divorced and have always been in an exclusive relationship. We couldn't confirm it, but we knew she was having an affair. My mom wanted me to tell Peter about our findings or at least get in contact with his dad, but I kept putting it off. I had just lost my dad and my childhood home to a messy divorce, and the last thing I wanted to do was potentially put my boyfriend through that. Turns out, neither of us had to intervene anyway because the truth came out within a few weeks. I'm not sure of the details. I just know that Peter's dad filed for divorce, citing infidelity.
Ooh.
Peter came to me about this, and I guiltily admitted that I'd known about the affair for weeks now.
Oh.
He was devastated and angry that I didn't tell him sooner, and we got into the worst argument we had had in our entire relationship. We broke up shortly thereafter and didn't keep in contact. I understand why he was upset that I didn't tell him, but had I told Peter or his dad about the affair, I think they would have gotten divorced anyway. I don't think I was being an asshole, but I understand why he thought I was. But I was 15 and had no business in my boyfriend's family drama at that point. I didn't feel comfortable potentially ruining my boyfriend's home life over something I couldn't confirm, and I don't think that was unreasonable of me. I have no plans to reach out to him and find out if he still thinks I'm in the wrong, but I still feel guilty sometimes. Damn. Am I the asshole?
Well, she was 15.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you don't know for sure, that's a lot to tell someone.
Yeah, that's a big accusation to throw too.
But if you held on to that secret
for years,
like a year,
yeah,
I would be like, what the fuck didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
I think she still needed to process it after a few weeks. I don't know if we're ready or if I, let's just wait till I get all the facts straight. And I do not think if he found out even weeks before that it was going to change anything. Like they were still going to get divorced.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think you're an asshole. It sucks, but don't beat yourself up over it.
Also, she was 15. That's like you're a child. You're, you're not responsible for the behavior of adults.
Yeah. I think that's also why he was so upset too, because he's 15. And like your parents getting divorced at 15 is probably like the, I mean, not that I've been through that, but like the end of the world.
Yeah.
If and he's probably like, you think that they're like this happy, healthy relationship. And then like someone who you thought you were so close to, like knew that information and didn't tell you. I get why that's like hurtful to him. I mean, if someone kept that information from me, I'd be upset. But I don't think that she's wrong for not telling him.
Yeah.
Because like, how the fuck do you tell?
I don't know.
Giving someone hard information like that, like.
Without having like solid proof, it's kind of hard.
Have you guys ever had to do that? Give someone like the, sorry, but this is happening and this is not great.
Oh, like tell someone something you found out.
Yeah,
that
that's
sucks.
Like bad.
Yeah, I have.
What'd you have to tell someone?
Well, that's like personal information I don't want to share.
Okay.
About other people.
Okay. Was that a relationship thing? A
yeah, relationships, friendships.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you get like attacked as the messenger?
No, but it's just so hard. And like it was never anything. It's kind of like you're the middleman, you know? So it's like
but
no one was ever
that.
Mad at me.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it's always like, oh, having to make the decision to be like, I feel like it's right that I tell them.
Yeah.
Is really fucking difficult because you know that it's going to like hurt them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there was a girl. Oh, yeah. There was a girl I had a crush on in college and we had a fling and then we started talking again and then I was like, about to like start asking her out and she's like, I can't. I'm like, why? She's like, because I'm seeing this other guy and I was with that other guy on like a big trip recently and he was like talking and hooking up with some other girl.
Uh-oh.
And I told her
that's good.
That
what'd
to
she...
be like, and then she was like, really? And then she told him and then that guy was like, I need to talk to you.
Oh no, to you?
Yeah.
Sorry I told the truth.
Sorry I told the truth. I like her.
Yeah.
You're cheating on her.
Yeah.
Did you end up with her?
No.
When it was a did you have the conversation?
With the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Like, meet me. I remember we had to meet somewhere on campus. And he was like an upperclassman. And he was like a little bit of like a, we were on the same like speech team or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, big speech debate.
Yeah. He was like, he was a senior. I was a sophomore. And he's like,
He brought his dictionary.
He was like, you just better
like,
watch
rebuttal?
It.
He's just bring your thesaurus, motherfucker. It's going down. You better have your talking points ready. I want to see your outline, motherfucker.
Yeah. So
how's your rebuttal doing?
Wear your best bow tie, bitch.
Ruin that friendship.
Bring your trophies.
Yeah, bring your trophies.
Oh, man. That's a crazy story, actually.
But did they stay together?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no,
I
definitely,
she should've went up with you.
I broke up that whole fling with them. And also, I didn't earn any points with that girl for the fling.
All for nothing.
And yeah, it wasn't good. It really wasn't good.
Yeah, that's scary.
What else? Have I ever known something and I've told somebody? No, I've wanted to so many times.
Yeah, you knew another person that was like cheating on their partner.
Yeah, yeah,
I
did.
That.
Oh, I think I've known like two times I've known someone's been cheating, or I know that they're cheating on their partner, but like the person who's doing the cheating is my good friend, but I'm just so disappointed in them for even doing that.
If I have like definitive proof that somebody is cheating, like I will always tell somebody.
Even if the person who's cheating is your best friend, you're gonna go tell.
I would like, make them tell their partner.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, if you don't.
Yeah, what if I was
doing
that? I was
like,
okay, well, then I'm not talking to you ever again.
But I'd say, okay.
Even if they're, it sucks. I don't know.
Well, because you're too good of a person to like do that to somebody.
Okay.
No, like,
no,
I'm saying,
right,
like, if you were doing that, I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, you're a good person. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a friend with someone who's like treating an angel human that way. You
know? And then some. See, I wish I was like that.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm worried, in my past,
I never was. And like that did happen. Like I had friends who cheated on their partners forever ago, like high school.
Yeah.
But it's funny, too, because like back then, too, my friends would never tell me. And I like found out with everyone because I think they knew that I would be disappointed.
Oh. Mm-mm. I don't, yeah. There's been times like I knew and just didn't say anything because I was like so far away from the situation. Totally. I was like, I literally don't care. But yeah, like at work, there would be like secret little rendezvous and stuff. And I'd be like, that guy's cheating on his wife.
In the back room?
Oh, yeah. In the parking lot. In the back room. Ooh. Yeah, I knew a guy cheating on his wife in the grocery section.
I don't get how people have the energy to have multiple relationships.
I think it's like a lot of like people who've been married for a really long time and they're just like don't know how to get out of it. So they're saying bored.
Even not married.
Yeah, like people like our
Clinton
age.
Cain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, I mean second families, like
second families is crazy.
I've had friends who've had second families.
Friends? Who? Okay, don't say
it. I had a friend who
past tense.
No, I had a friend who got a I feel like I've said this before. I had a friend who got a DM like on Facebook from another kid, and he goes, hey, by the way, I'm your brother, your half-brother, and your dad's not been responding to my emails.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Had a separate family.
No, she's saying we thought you knew the guy who was the dad with a separate family. Like, you know a guy who has two families.
Yes. No.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That was what I'm like, Matt, you need to reassess who you're hanging
out with.
Wouldn't
that be something?
Can you imagine? I'll just put myself in the position here. I get married to a woman. In Los Angeles.
Ooh, never.
I know.
A woman?
But then, like, I don't know, 2 to 3 nights a week, I'm going to, like, Pasadena because I have another woman.
You're really, like, thinking about Pasadena today.
It's just, I was listening
Pasadena
to,
on the
I
brain.
Was listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast this morning, and they were making fun of how far
just
away.
Just the beginning?
Oh, yeah, never the interview. Just the banter. So and I was just, it's, yeah, but it's just like, okay, I'm going to go drive 45 minutes.
It's crazy.
To now have, like, I don't know. It's just I can't, the logistics of it.
Yeah.
I can barely plan my week. Like, when am I going to get groceries for my, you
I
know?
I would slip up and, like, say the for other sure. wife's name in front of her.
Like, yeah. I could see it in movies. Like, you see an Aaron Sorkin thing where it's like, oh, this guy's doing this. And it's all meticulously plotted. In real life, I don't know who's got the time. I know COVID.
I'm track of it all.
The first time I really heard about it was, like, during COVID. I was seeing a lot of posts about people, like, well, just found out my dad has a second family
because
they
weren't
of lockdown. They weren't able to go and leave. And they were like, my dad usually would go on work trips, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. And he just hasn't been back in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And his excuse, he just had to come out and tell me, like, he's with his other family during COVID because of lockdown.
Gulp.
I one time dated a man. He, like, pursued me.
Okay.
And I was like, no. But then I eventually folded. And the whole time we were dating, he fully had a girlfriend.
Insane.
And then it was weird because I knew about it too, but I didn't know Aaron at the time.
Yeah.
But I knew about this tea.
And then they never told me. And so then I was really upset with them.
The ones I was with.
Yeah.
God. Do you see those man on the street interviews with, like, couples? And they're like, all right, let's see if we're whatever. They'll pull up their phone.
Oh, like the Jimmy Kimmel ones?
No, it's like influencer ones where they'll be like a couple and they're like, do you guys trust each other? And they'll be like, yeah, sure. Okay, why don't you swap phones and just kind of go through and see what's going on? And a girl will be like, well, don't open Snapchat. And then he's like, well, we're opening Snapchat. And then they're like on camera. They're like, well, what the fuck
real?
Is this? I never know.
I think it is. I feel like I have a good sense of, like, real or fake.
The Jimmy Kimmel ones are funny. It's like,
lie
witness
they're
like a
news.
Couple and they're like, what are your, like, partner's eye color? And then, like, the girl sitting right there and, like, close her eyes and, like, they never get it right.
Oh my God.
It's just
crazy.
Like silly stuff like that. They're like, what's her middle name?
Or name five
and they're
countries
like,
and
married.
They can't do it.
You're married.
Well, yeah, but I like the couple ones because they're like lighthearted and silly.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, if those influencer ones are real or not because sometimes it's like you just see the life drain out of someone. I'm like, this is either Oscar-winning performance and acting or you just got caught cheating because you stopped on like a boardwalk to interview with some guy and just walked into a trap. Like, why do you have Tinder on your phone? We've been dating for 9 years. And they're like, I forgot it was on there. And they're like, this message was sent yesterday.
It's a new phone.
Yikes.
Ugh.
Okay.
Okay. Carly, I think you'll like this one.
Oh, hell
I put mine into ChatGPT because I wanted to condense them because people are very long-winded. Am I the asshole for telling my neighbor to grow up, get a life, and get over the fact that I painted my house a color he doesn't like? I bought a home in a community without an HOA to make it my own, choosing a fun, colorful neighborhood. I repainted my house a soft peachy color with sage, blue, and pink accents. Oh. And my neighbor...
I gotta see a picture of this.
Tacky.
I gotta see a pic.
My neighbor, just to rephrase, sage, which I feel like is a white... Right?
No,
it's like green.
Green,
right? Oh. It's like the plant.
Idiot.
Oh.
Sage is like kind of like a seafoamy green, yeah. right?
Oh, I always tell like when you're burning sage, it's like that white.
Oh my God. That's like a plant, not a color.
It's white sage.
Yeah, but sage is like an herb. But sage as a color is like a whole different thing.
All right. Sage, blue, and pink accents. My neighbor Paul has been complaining and he hates our front lawn. I told him I don't care and suggested he might be happier in an HOA community. He got angry, saying he's lived here for 15 years and he shouldn't have to move. And last weekend while I was putting colorful pavers with my niece, Paul complained again. I told him to grow up, get over it, and get a life. He stormed up, calling me disrespectful. And another neighbor said that Paul's been bad-mouthing me around and advised me to be nice to him since he's been around forever. Am I the asshole?
If you don't have an HOA, no one can tell you what to do.
Yeah.
That's true. Stupid.
I mean, exercise your rights. But I think like, you should be a person understanding the context of like a neighborhood and a community and thinking about who has to like also look at your house every single day.
Are these colors that egregious?
They seem like they're more like light.
Pastel colors, yeah. right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Did she say where she lives? If you live in Seaside, Florida, sure. Paint your house fun colors. Like everybody paints their house fun colors. And I know you're not in an HOA, but if somebody is living right across from you and you want to do something really quirky with your lawn, you need to be mindful about that person having to look at that every day.
Have y'all seen the toilet lawn?
The toilet lawn.
I watch a documentary. It's like, it's such a great documentary because it's so weird. But it's this guy who collects toilets, like old toilets and new toilets that just are not being used. And he puts them in his lawn. And he's so famous for it, people will drop off toilets at his house. And they're like all over the yard.
See, that's
and neighborhood.
Like fun.
No, I agree. No.
I would hate that.
Yeah,
that. No, the house in the neighborhood you walk in, that has like all of the shit outside on their yard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I feel like I just like don't care about that.
I don't
pay attention enough to care.
If you lived right across from it,
yeah, I wouldn't really care. And I think it's like if that's your dream and that you bought that home, like it shouldn't matter. But I do understand like it's like a neighborhood effort.
A property that just doesn't face, no one faces that. I mean,
I don't think the person painting their house is in the wrong at all. This guy is angry. This sounds very reasonable. It's apparently a green color that is seems to be like some pink accents. It's like a fun house.
I can't imagine doing something to your house and not being in an HOA and someone being like, hey, this color bothers me. I'd be like, okay.
The HOA thing is, I think it's kind of a new phenomenon, right? Like it hasn't.
Homeowners associations?
Have they been around forever? I've never lived in one or known anyone that lives in one.
I will just say it's like someone who owns a house in a neighborhood, like I don't spend a lot of time like looking out my front window. Well, I do, but I'm not like ever looking at the houses next door.
What if they painted their house like all black, like dark black,
bright green?
To me, that'd be like, I'd be like, look at this house.
Yeah. Same.
But what if
and then it just makes me think like, who's living inside this house?
The only problem, I guess, the problem is people have is like, if a lot of people are doing that, then the property value goes down in the neighborhood.
Yeah. But I mean, I think HOAs are ridiculous.
I can't stand neighbors
and people who are so obsessed about property lines. You got to be watering your lawn. You can't have these type of decorations, blah, blah, blah.
HOAs are
ridiculous. I think being a good civil neighbor and being mindful of your neighbors is an important quality to have. This goes back to the fucking, like, I don't know. This is biblical about treating our neighbors with respect, right? Isn't it? Like,
probably.
I just think I just think being neighborly is a...
Yeah.
Very important thing we as humans should value and possess in being mindful of our community and the people around us.
I would be pretty upset if I lived on the same street as the toilet house, man. Like, you're bringing home a date, you're gonna have your family over for Thanksgiving.
Oh man, I'm like,
the same street though? Like, if it was my direct neighbor, I'd be like, okay, this is insane.
If you have to drive past it, if it's like within view of...
Oh my God, I would be like, oh, what's he got today?
Do you even think those houses on Laurel Canyon, those ones that are like bright pink and bright green, don't you think those are like a little bit much?
I don't even know.
You pass them all the time on Laurel Canyon.
But I like it.
I don't mind it. I'm all for fun colors. Those colors, no.
I like a pink house. I like a pink house. It's
fun. Like lime green, like in bright blue. Yeah, I mean,
it's Brat Summer Mac. Get with the program.
I don't think I could live in a house that had an HOA. I feel like living in a condo, I don't mind it because it's just like, but I can't imagine having my own lawn, my own everything, and having someone knock on my door and be like, actually, oh my God.
Okay. Wait, you don't think like people should be mowing their lawns like after a certain point? It's like,
no, I'm just saying like if I owned a house and I would not like an HOA person being like, actually the trim of your door isn't up to standard.
Yeah, those shutters, like, those shutters like need HOA. To. I think those shutters need to be repainted. Yeah. Are you gonna get on that?
That's crazy.
I sub to on Reddit. I think it's called like "Fuck the HOA" or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm literally in the HOA at my place, but. It's crazy what people will ask people to do.
I see TikToks too of people going up to their Ring cameras and being like, hey, just a reminder, it's your HOA president. Your trash cans actually were not on the curb. They were off the curb. So if I see it again, there's going to be a fine. And it's like, don't come to my fucking house and tell me where to put my trash cans.
Caring. I just saw one that was like, we don't want cars parked in the driveway. So if you can't park in the garage, you have to sell your cars.
But insane.
Crazy. I also feel like, though, if you're working on your house, you should like at least finish it within like a year.
Oh,
I feel like I'm an asshole. It's people who like start projects on their house, like, oh, maybe they're doing their re-landscaping, and now it's been 3 years and you haven't finished the landscaping and it still tarps out and there's still wood out. You still have all of like the lumber equipment. That's where like an HOA comes in and goes, hey, we've noticed that you have not finished this and it's been like this now for 2 years.
Yeah.
I just don't think we need an HOA. Like, we are human beings. You can be a neighborly neighbor and be like, hey, just thinking, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. It shouldn't be.
Does the HOA then finally get a right to be like, it has to be fixed? Otherwise, we are now kicking you out of the neighborhood.
I don't
know what
you get fined.
I think if it's in the bylaws, they can.
You go to jail.
Do something about it.
My parents are like.
But a lot of times when people, like on ones on Reddit at least, they'll be like, this isn't in our bylaws, so I don't know.
What happened to Grandpa? Oh, the HOA beheaded him.
Yeah. Me.
What is he
found guilty.
I just don't care. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And my HOA meetings are like, the tree outside. I'm like, what tree? Yeah. And they're it's like, the stones are loose. I'm like, I don't even notice.
It's people with nothing better to do than just be annoying.
Like, I just don't
HOA
really care.
HOA to me is just a group of fucking Karens, like, complaining about nonsense.
Like,
me.
My neighbors, they cut down a tree. I don't know. We weren't home when they cut it down. But now the like, whole tree has just been chopped up on their front yard since I've been back for, like, a week and a half.
Oh.
And I couldn't, like, every day I'm like, oh, I wonder, like, when they're going to clear it off. But I'm not, like, eyesore.
Is it an eyesore or is it, like, put together nicely?
It's put together nicely, but it's, like, a giant pile. Like, it's very obvious.
Is it possible they're saving it to heat their home in the winter?
No. Like, but, like, I literally am just like, I don't care.
Lincoln Logs.
To me, I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're doing.
I don't complain. You know? I will never complain to the person, but I'll sure as hell say it out loud every time I'm driving by, being like, I'm so sick of looking at that.
Why wouldn't you is there someone in your life?
Because I'm not that type of person. I don't really give a shit. Like,
I can still
sleep at night with, like, a peace of mind. But when I'm driving to the car, every time I see it, I'm going to be like, I can't fucking stand this. Whatever fucking, like, eyesore, something that is just so annoying I have to look at every single day.
Is there something specific you're thinking of right now?
Yeah, I can tell. I know a handful of houses that are up in the hills that have just not, that have been mostly projects on the house that have never been finished.
Well, to be fair, it's really hard to get permitting in LA.
And maybe it's a permitting thing. Also, maybe it's a money thing and they thought they had enough money for it. But when it's been 3 or 4 years.
It's been three or four years.
I'm always just in shock about it. I don't know. I'm just more exploring this thought. I really couldn't care less.
I'd have fun with you, like, walking through my neighborhood and be like, pick out the eyesore.
Oh, yeah. Fun. For sure.
I there definitely are some in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Especially that one.
But I feel like, though, that neighborhood, that is, like, I don't know, out in, like, the flats of the valley, I think it's just a free-for-all. You can kind of do whatever you want with your homes.
I don't think they have an HOA.
Certain neighborhood. But then if you're living in tract housing where every kind of house is four different floor plans and it looks like it's straight out of fucking Edward Scissorhands, those types of HOAs, like, you're being fucking ridiculous. I know that everything does look the same, but that's stupid.
There's some
neighborhoods that actually have really beautiful historical charm. And
like in Pasadena?
Yeah, sure. If you want to get down to Pasadena, all those beautiful craftsmen homes, so much history. Have a bit of, like, I don't know, respect for the charm, you know? And if you're going to go paint a beautiful craftsman home from the 1800s and you're going to make
it neon yellow.
Neon yellow? Yeah. What are you doing?
Make a house that was so cute and old and had character and they make it just, like, super modern.
Yes. Like, that's where I'm like, an HOA has to come in and goes, you cannot destroy this piece of history.
Or if they knock it down and put up like a big glass box.
Oh, that makes me even more angry.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? Chris Pratt and Arnold Schwarzenegger's little, or his daughter?
What'd they
destroy, do? Completely leveled this stunning home. Oh my gosh.
I think
I get so angry what they did to that home. But you know, they have the right. Chris Pratt.
And you know, Chris Pratt is a godly man.
I know.
He's a God-fearing man.
But not very neighborly. No. I don't know. I think you have the right, though, to, I guess, destroy whatever fucking property you buy. Just architectural gems I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand.
I love an old house at this point in my life. Like, yeah. I like a house full of character.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I have another silly one. Am I the asshole for refusing my girlfriend's request of peeing sitting down in our home?
Oh, I read this one.
Hold on.
Refusing to pee sitting down?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I think we're going to fall on company lines here.
Yeah.
Recently, me, 24 male, and my 23 female girlfriend moved into a new place together. Everything about living together and living situation has been great, except when we got into an argument a few days ago about something which I find quite bizarre. She pulled me aside as I was getting ready for bed a few days ago and had a conversation with me, telling me that I needed to stop peeing standing up. She told me that it was gross and that she didn't want to be stepping all over my waist when she went to the bathroom. Keep in mind, we live in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom studio apartment. Now, yes, I wholeheartedly sympathize with women who have to deal with asshole men who act like slobs in the bathroom, and I would understand my girlfriend except I do none of this. No urine got on the seat, floor, or anywhere near it. No smell remained in the bathroom. And I always left the lid down to flush away for hygiene. I told her this, but she refused to listen and has told me multiple times she doesn't want me peeing standing up and thinks it's gross. Now, really, this is my home, too. We are splitting the rent. And I think I have every right to piss standing up in my own home. And I think it's ridiculous. Am I the asshole?
Something's not adding up here.
No, not the asshole.
No, don't. You're not the asshole.
Something's not adding up here.
I mean, y'all always pee standing up, right?
Unless I pee in the middle of the night, I pee sitting down because
you can't see.
I don't, because Patricia and I, our bathroom is in our bedroom. I don't want to go turn on the lights, and I don't want the sound of like me peeing, like just to disrupt your sleep.
Mindful.
And I don't even flush the toilet. If I'm peeing in the middle of the night,
I don't
flush the toilet. I let it mellow because I'm like, why? Because the toilet is so close to her.
I do the same exact thing.
So I sit peeing down so you don't hear this loud stream and shit.
So you're hitting the porcelain, not the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like so faint and quiet compared to just
how. Can this woman tell the difference between when he's standing up and when he's sitting down?
I don't know.
He's claiming.
I think she saw him, didn't she?
I mean,
I can hear the difference between someone standing and sitting down.
I think that he's claiming that it's completely sanitary and there's no pee anywhere and it's not on the seat, it's not on the floor. She's claiming that there is. And she can tell the difference. To me, this guy probably is not as careful as he thinks he is.
That's what I think,
too. He's getting some splashback. He's maybe being a little haphazard.
And he probably doesn't clean
the
toilet. But
then wouldn't your first thing to say
be like
hey,
clean
can
up.
You just like make sure you clean up after yourself?
It sounds like we're hearing his side of the story after she's already been through a few rounds of revisions on the
I don't know.
Process here.
I think that's, yeah.
I what I'm saying is I think that this guy probably needs to just sit down because I don't think he's aware of how much of a mess he's making.
This is crazy. I can never imagine telling my significant other, you need to sit down when you pee. Yeah.
But like, imagine if every time you walked into the bathroom, it looked like the Port Authority bathroom in New York City. Like, it would.
But he's not saying that that's what it's like.
Because that's the guy's perspective.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't.
The guy wrote
this,
right?
Yes.
So he's probably gaslighting himself into thinking, "No, I'm totally
okay."
What?
We're just creating stories. Now.
I'm with you.
This guy is just unaware of how messy he actually is. He thinks he's doing a great job.
She probably cleans the fucking toilet too.
Yes.
He's not cleaning it, and she's just like, "This is ridiculous. It's down here on the side."
And he's
and
like,
stuff.
"What do you mean? I closed the lid. It's fine." And then she opens it up, and it's a nightmare. So she's just saying, "Look, this is where."
I think
it's
she's
at.
Like, "If you're gonna continue, yeah."
Yeah. Get a grip, man.
I'm going to take his word and just say he's not the asshole in this situation.
Yo, you're taking the guy's side.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm not messy.
But he quoted her by saying, I don't want to step all over your waist. You think she's making that up?
She could just be saying, like, hypothetically, like, because you're standing when you pee, it could get all over the place.
Oh, you think she's being a little Overbearing.
I have an update. I have more info. I found the actual post.
Let's get to
Someone said info. How does she know that you pee, that you're peeing standing up if you don't leave any urine behind? And then the person who wrote in said, TMI warning on this one. She's seen me go several times, whether it's on accident or both getting ready for work in the same bathroom.
TMI.
So it doesn't really, solve anything.
Yeah, see, she's just too much information.
Yeah, I know. TMI. Oh. Well, you're in the same bathroom when you peed.
Like, we don't close the doors in our house.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh wait, no. Side question: what is the Port Authority bathroom in New York
City? Yeah, I don't
City?
Know what that
what
is.
What is that?
Oh damn.
Is this a stop in New York?
It's like the main bus station on 42nd Street, and it is just
they have a bathroom
disgusting.
There.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. Think of like a, the most public of public bathrooms you
oh,
could ever
imagine.
Oh, the
one on like near Madison Square Garden?
No, that's the MSG one.
Oh, I thought a lot of buses pick up there.
There is a bus station there, but I think Port Authority is on 42nd Street, and that's on...
You know what? Our listeners don't want to hear all of these
semantics.
It's New York
City, though. Yeah, New York City is one of the most populated cities.
Good point.
Yeah, damn. I really thought that was going to land. The Port
is
Authority.
Is that why Sports Authority is called Sports Authority from Port Authority?
Oh, maybe. I don't think so, though.
Oh.
It's like thinking Chapel Row is from Chaperone.
Yeah. It's just a disgusting, horrible place. Or like, if I would have said the Newark Airport bathroom, would that have been... Put it. What's like when I think when you think of like a dirty fucking
LA, I think
a
just LAX or an airport bathroom,
like a Starbucks bathroom, maybe.
Yeah,
LAX does a pretty good job of cleaning their bathrooms.
I feel like most airport bathrooms aren't too bad. In my
the Delta terminal is really good.
Oh no, I feel like clean just bathrooms. American airport bathrooms, like busy pubs, are the worst.
Miami's bathrooms are disgusting.
Miami.
Yeah.
Mm. Or
I
like
thought the airport would be so clean there.
Bar bathrooms are nightmares. Can I do one quickly?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Am I the asshole for ruining my own gender reveal party? I'm pregnant with a baby due in November. My fiance and I didn't care much about the sex of our child, so we didn't plan a gender reveal party and only told our close family. My father's girlfriend, okay, so mm-hmm. not even fully related at this point,
okay.
has been pushing for a gender reveal party, and I made it clear I didn't want one. She invited me over for tea while my dad was out of town, and instead... it was a surprise gender reveal party with about a dozen guests, including people I don't get along with.
Oh, my God.
I was shocked and immediately said, it's a boy. You can go home now.
That's hilarious.
And left. My father called me furious, saying his girlfriend had put a lot of effort and money into the party and I should have shown respect and gratitude. They're both upset, insisting I should have at least stayed for an hour or cut the cake. Am I an asshole?
Sorry, she said she didn't want one.
She did not want
then,
a gender reveal
and
party.
Communicated that
she
with
shared
them.
It with her close family friends.
Got it.
Her father is dating some woman.
Yep. Yeah, I got the rest.
Okay.
I could never do that, though.
What?
Be like, it's a boy, and...
Yeah.
Like, imagine...
Just even if it was somebody I didn't like, but they were trying to do something nice.
And you showed up to a party that you thought it was going to be, like, having tea with someone, and it's a gender reveal party.
That you said you didn't want to have for whatever reason.
And they're like, okay, we're going to play a game now, and then we're going to, like, have the cake, and you're just like... It's a boy.
That's so funny.
It's a boy. You can all go home now within the first 5 minutes.
I know. I think it's very funny.
I don't think she's the asshole.
I think because it's like it's her pregnancy and like her.
Right.
You know, her
I
wants.
Also. Yeah. I read one this morning, too. That was kind of similar. It was like this woman had suffered like a handful of miscarriages, like another like went through like multiple rounds of IVF, like took 9 years to finally get pregnant. And then her sister-in-law was like, I want to have a baby shower for you. And she was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm too like
right,
paranoid
traumatized, yeah.
that like, I don't want to do that. And then she finally agreed. I think it was like a gender reveal. She finally agreed. And she was like, it's just going to be like our parents, your parents. But then like she showed up and it was like her sister's friends were there and like a bunch of people. And then she just walked out. Because you never like with pregnancies too, like
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
her dad's girlfriend didn't know some things about it or like
right.
why she didn't want to have a gender reveal party.
True.
Is it a just a Jewish thing or is it a general thing that you don't tell people you're pregnant until at least 3 months in?
I think
general.
General, okay.
General.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But people can do what they want.
Someone told me they were 4 weeks pregnant. I was like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's too soon.
Yeah.
I have one. This is similar to kind of the HOA one. Am I the asshole for not allowing my stepdaughter to redecorate her room because it doesn't fit with the house's aesthetic? My teenage stepdaughter wants to redecorate her room in a very bold and colorful style that clashes with the rest of our homes.
This sounds like you wrote it.
Did you look up
it's
aesthetic?
It's like a feud between you and Patricia right now. My stepdaughter.
This sounds like future Matt 10 years from now went on Reddit and wrote this. I'm like, I'm going to send it back in time.
I think it's interesting.
Okay, so
she wants to redecorate her room in a very bold, colorful style that clashes with the rest of the home's neutral decor. I told her she could make some changes, but had to keep it within a certain color palette to maintain consistency with the house's aesthetic. She feels I'm being unfair and not letting her express herself. My spouse is also conflicted. Am I the asshole for setting these limits?
How old is the child?
Yeah.
Do not know. She's just a teenager.
Oh, I think if let it's a kid, let them do whatever they want reasonably in their bedroom.
You have to express
I think so. I think also when you're a teenager, I think that's a time where like you get a taste of like independence, adulthood, and that's where you can do it.
It's not like when you have guests over, they're like going in your kid's room.
Yeah.
Then when do you think
to be like, oh my God, this doesn't match your aesthetic, Cindy.
like if your kid wants to be goth in their room, let them. Like, let them get it out of
here's your goth space.
I think your teenage years are like a fun time, though, to actually like express yourself and like make your room your room.
But let me posit this. You own a beautiful Craftsman home.
Yeah.
Beautifully painted, incredible.
Even if it was Craftsman, I would love it even more that there was more personal style within the room.
But
What
if you had a teenage son or daughter who wanted to do full goth? Marilyn Manson posters on the wall.
Actually,
black sheets, black paint.
You know why?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I would love it because Craftsman home, one, are my favorite types of homes because I love movies that are set in them. And I feel like the individuality of everyone and their hobbies can be like expressed really well within those rooms. And like in those movies, you go into the teenager's goth room and it looks so cool,
okay,
especially in a Craftsman
home. Let me posit this. Sorry. Forget it. Goth. They want to like paint Homer Simpson at like 8 feet tall and each wall is a different Simpsons character on the wall.
Yeah, they're a teenager, but when they go off to college, I'm going to be painting back over it.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay.
It's because it's temporary.
Homer Simpson.
But you know what? But as a kid, so when I was like 7 or 8, my parents said I could paint whatever I wanted the color of my room. And I went with lime green.
Yeah, that was my room in high school.
You got to choose
in my
your
basement.
Color?
Yeah. Yeah, I had like purple when I was really little, and then I did hot pink.
Oh, sly.
And then I did lime green.
See, I know. As a kid, looking back, my parents, I would never want them to paint their room lime green as a kid, and that's the whole thing.
I actually think it went purple, lime green, hot pink.
Whew,
I wanted wallpaper one of my bathrooms. Like a little kitschy, something a little kitschy.
Yeah. But
I think letting a kid express themselves as a teenager is highly important. Like, don't cramp their style.
Let them put posters on the
wall. Yeah, it's crazy being like, my aesthetic needs to be yours.
Like, what are they really doing?
Also, you're the stepmom. Don't you want to get like cool points?
Right.
Not be like the evil stepmom?
Well, who knows?
What if she was like, okay, if we're going to do pink, I'll pick out which types
the shade
of pink.
It's like
then
off-white pink.
I don't know. I've been in some homes where I'm actually trying to like picture if there was a room that was just like hot pink, it just wouldn't work. But I don't know.
It works.
That'd be
I would know.
What's a craftsman's house?
A craftsman home. Do you know the movie like Disturbia?
Disturbia?
I mean, I don't remember
like
the
literally
house.
If you're driving through like Pasadena.
Oh.
Like your classic American home with like
two
porch. Floors.
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
normally.
A porch, shutters on the maybe a deck.
There's like a lot of like also wood
accents.
Yeah.
Like Beechwood, that area, like right
cute.
Near like
they have really
all
great
the little shops. Mm-hmm.
Front porches and stuff.
Yeah.
So, they're my favorite types of homes. But sometimes I don't know if I'd actually want to live in one.
Why?
Lighting. Sometimes I think they get a little dark.
Yeah, they have small windows.
Yeah.
Just get to see
it's
your
just
home.
It's a little spooky and creaky.
Yeah, spooky.
My favorite house is the Father of the Bride house. That's my favorite house.
Oh, pretty.
I just watched The Exorcist, the first, like the original. Like their kitchen is amazing.
Oh
like,
yeah! Oh,
God, it's so nice. It's so old. Okay, sorry.
Matt tried to convince me one time that The Exorcist was like some like Marilyn Monroe movie that I hadn't seen.
What?
Do you remember this?
What?
Yeah. I walked into their house to like do something one day, and The Exorcist was like 20-30 minutes into it. So it was still like
normal,
not insane
yet.
Oh,
okay.
And I was like, oh, what's this movie? And Matt goes, you haven't seen this? And I was like, no.
It looks never
like,
said
I
was like, the
it's
name.
No, no.
It was like, oh, okay. Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Oh, okay. I just like, what was this? It looked like a 70s like classic beautiful movie. And he's like, oh, this is like one of Marilyn Monroe's most famous movies. It's really good. And I was like, this is giving off a weird fucking vibe for a Marilyn Monroe movie. And then I started watching it, and then like the exorcism part happened, and I was like, this is not it's like it was insane.
Oh my god.
That's a crazy fucking movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
It wasn't as scary as I remembered,
I feel
honestly.
Like forever ago.
Like I watched it and I was like, oh, this isn't like
she says the C word in it, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's oh, because like, of the time period.
She walks down the stairs and then pees on the carpet.
I didn't know that was around in the 70s, that word.
I found this out yesterday because my bag literally says cunt on it. Okay. And I went to Barnes & Noble and I was checking out and I had put my bag right on the top of the counter and I like forgot.
What if there's children around?
Well, and they can't read. And the woman, she's like in her 50s probably. She started giggling and she was like, oh my God, I love your bag. And then I like didn't realize and I was like, oh my god, slang cunt.
That's funny.
Do you want to show the camera?
Yeah.
I like the other side too. Emotional baggage.
Yeah.
Let me see that. Okay.
It is large.
I think I would. Yeah.
You would say something? No, you would say something. Matt
walks up to you, excuse me.
No, I would just be judging internally. I wouldn't be saying anything.
Boring.
And I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, my kid's eyes. Like, how dare you? But I would definitely be like, why wouldn't that person think about that? Like, you wouldn't. Would they let you walk into Disneyland with that?
No, not
probably
a chance.
Not.
Yeah.
Okay, but you put it on the counter.
I also wouldn't wear that to well, maybe.
The woman the airport. Wait, you said you were at the airport?
No, Barnes but I would wear that to the
Barnes
airport.
Barnes & Noble. The airport, yeah. See, that's a bit
you
of a bold
place. You really have your
place.
Bag out at the airport.
Whatever, I don't care.
Okay, do your thing.
Do your thing.
I think I would just go, wait, I shouldn't bring this back because I'm going to be at the airport today.
I feel like I'm like on that where I'm like scared to cuss, you know? Like I don't want to wear anything that's like... Uh-oh, someone
like
can get offended.
Slang is even smaller and cunt is the biggest font on the whole bag. Okay.
So I put it down on the counter. This woman laughs and she's like, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that word. And then just goes off on this tangent to where it's like derived from like old English and like blah, 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 blah. And she's like, everyone just
literate
takes it as this like bad thing when it really like used to be around and like used so flippantly. Literally, she was like, hello, like read a book, like that, like saying like that kind of thing. And I was like, exactly.
That's
because at first I was like, oh my God, sorry. Like, without, you know, like just like, oh, sorry.
She really identified with the slang cunt
She
philosophy.
Was like, I don't understand why people have such a problem with it. And then, you know.
In Australia, that's like, what's up, bud?
Yeah.
Hey, right? Slaying cunt, huh?
Yeah.
Slaying cunt down under.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my husband we can get a new babysitter if he finds a better one for the same price? My husband and I have 3 kids. 10, 8, and 5. We've had the same babysitter, Amelia, 20, for almost 5 years. Amelia has filled a few different roles for us. She was our date night sitter, then during the pandemic, she was our nanny, went back to date nights, and now she gets to our house at 7:15 every morning, gets the kids out the door, drops them off at school or camp, then twice a week she babysits at night so we can run errands or get some time to ourselves. Amelia's sweet spot was 2022 to 2023. She had her car and license, had games and activities planned for everyone, was always on time and prepared, and was generally more available and focused. She's still good now, but doesn't always come with crafts and activities, can be 5 to 10 minutes late, and more often than not orders DoorDash for herself to our house. It's all manageable, and she still knows and loves our kids, and she's very affordable. The final straw for my husband was when Amelia told us that she had recently been diagnosed with autism and that she thinks our 8-year-old should maybe get an assessment, as they are exactly alike. I never would have known Amelia is autistic, but I'm definitely willing to get an assessment. My husband saw it as rude and thinks she shouldn't have brought it up unless we asked. He thinks it's time to get a new sitter, so I told him we can get a new sitter if he can find someone just as good as Amelia for the same rate as her. He says we can afford better than Amelia, so we can spend more and get someone that will be focused on their work like Amelia used to be before she started college and got another job. I know we can afford more, but I still want to stick with Amelia. Am I the asshole for telling my husband the only way we can replace Amelia is if we find someone as good as her for the same price? And I went to look at this lady's comments. And so she said that she gets paid $25 an hour and she works 12 hours a week and they give her $15 for gas, so like $300 a week. So it makes sense that she like has a supplemental job mm-hmm. and yeah. is going to school.
That sounds like a really low price too for a babysitter.
That's what everyone was saying in the comments. They were like, pay her more because yeah. she's known your kids for 5 years.
They should get a new babysitter?
I don't think so, no.
It's pretty funny, like, and indicative that this girl does have autism to go and tell parents, like, hey, you should check your kid for autism. Like,
yeah.
the social being like, you're going to tell your employee to have their kids check for autism to me is like, very funny.
To me, it's like a sign, like she's known the family for 5 years. She feels comfortable enough to be like, hey, like this is what I went through. And yeah. like it takes a long time. And like, I don't know if anything actually is wrong with her, but like it's maybe worth getting it checked out.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Like she feels like yeah. it's a safe enough space to be like, hey, like I think you should know this.
The issues are that she's 5-10 minutes late sometimes, orders DoorDash. And
a lot of people were like, what's the issue with that? Yeah.
Is it like their money?
No, she pays. I was reading through all the comments. The woman said that she orders her own food and it's just annoying because then the kids want DoorDash, but they've already been like fed.
Got it.
So like by the time she gets there, like they've already eaten. So like she has to have a meal.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
These parents sound ridiculous.
It's just like at that point nitpicking.
It's funny. I'm reading a book about a babysitter who thinks that a ghost is drawing things through their child.
Hidden Pictures.
Yes. Did you read that?
Yeah, I've read that book.
Is it good? I'm like halfway through.
I gave it like, I think 3 stars out of 5.
Oh, okay. Like I like it so far.
Yeah. But like, I'm so curious if you.
I'll probably finish it within the next couple days.
Hidden Pictures by Jason.
Yeah, I'll text you. Yeah. Yeah. I like it so far.
So you think they should find another one?
Well, I think if you. It seems like they're trying to find reasons about why they want to get a new babysitter, but it seems like they genuinely want to get a new babysitter. And I think if you just want someone else to be looking after your child and you just feel that, I think you have every right to.
Yeah, I think they're going to
they want to switch it up.
Be in for a rude awakening if they're paying this woman $25 an hour who seems to be absolutely crushing it, mm-hmm. 7 a.m., getting the kids out, mm-hmm. like only $25 an hour. You're not going to find a better person than that. So
who's also known your children for five years.
Yeah. Bringing some new. Wean her off and then like alternate, like if you want to like test drive another babysitter.
Test drive. Yeah.
Is it wean or wean?
Sorry. Wean. Like,
yeah, Matt.
Well, you can wean off something and then also waning is like a moon phase where can wean off.
And waxing.
Right?
Waxing and waning. Not sure what they mean.
Gibbous.
Yeah.
What are the other ones? There's gibbous.
Crescent, it's gibbous, crescent, and full and half, and then it's waning or waxing. But so that's why I was saying like waning.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I don't know.
Waning and weaning was.
But I don't.
I would say it. I feel like it depends on how she like approached the parents about it, because maybe that's why they're upset. Maybe she said it in a weird way. Like I can't imagine anyone being upset about that. Like, hey, I just got diagnosed with this and like I'm just noticing similarities. Just a heads up. Like,
and she spends a lot of time with you.
Yeah,
kids.
I feel like as a parent you'd be like, oh, thanks for telling
me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think these people are a little insane.
I agree.
She's doing great.
And maybe the babysitter's like, how much is everyone's
getting? Amelia. Seems like the husband was just like offended that she said that.
Yeah.
When it's really not something to be offended by, when she's just like trying to look out for your kids.
100%. Did you have multiple babysitters as a kid?
I kind of had just like my cousin.
Okay. I loved having multiple ones though. It was great.
Yeah.
I never had a babysitter.
Because I never knew which one I was going to get. Like,
did you?
I don't remember. Like, I feel like, yeah, I had to have, but I feel like it was like my cousin.
You didn't have
maybe
like
a neighbor.
Oh, Lisa's coming over.
No.
And Amy, Tiffany, Taylor, Nicole, Simone, and Alex.
Holy shit. Yeah. So many.
What?
Yeah.
What were your parents doing?
Working.
Every single night till 10 p.m.?
No. Well, I don't know. They would take care of us like an entire summer, like throughout the entire day while my parents were at work. So they would like come over and just take us to water parks and movies and stuff.
Mm.
And then whenever my parents went out, I would have one of them.
Interesting. Cool. That was good.
All done?
I think so.
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking through if I had any other good ones, but they're all really long.
All right. Okay, well, hope you guys are saving a lot of cunt.
Sip cunt down under. All right. Well,
we'll see you in a week.
Yep. Bye.
Toodles.